This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning company. We've been doing a five-part series, and today wraps up the final part. Today is the fifth part. We're talking about no other than Seafair Exploration Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SFRX. And with us today is Kyle Kennedy. He's the CEO and president and chairman of the company, and he's also on the advisory council board. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Everett, thank you. I'm excited to be here, and I'm also still very appreciative you're still a shareholder. Fantastic.
Well, you know, there's a lot of exciting things happening to your company. That's obvious. We've had Dr. Mike Torres on there, Don Buers, Matt Milstead, and Dr. Bob Baer. All that being said, where do we go from here, and why these guys?
Yeah, well, Everett, one of the things that I'm attempting to do is about a year or so ago, my family has religiously been putting in money to support this company. And I myself personally was running out of money, and it was like, okay, what do we need to do, you know, to make this thing happen? And the decision was, let's make, you know, a business that has a good cash flow to it that can support these operations. And so I had a blank canvas and could pick any company I wanted, and doing a fair amount of analysis, basically because of my background, you know, I was involved in taking over 600 companies public with my last broker-dealer. Wow. And, you know, you really get to see a lot of industry exposure, a lot of different sectors, and then some of my shareholders who are actual physical rocket scientists, not just the joke, but the real rocket scientists were heavily involved in blockchain encryption, and that's the scientist over at Probability and Statistics, who I call PNS, and that's Don Buers, and that company just does an amazing job working with everybody from the Department of Defense to Boeing and Lockheed Martin, and there's all these big names that they work with, but bottom line is they do extremely good work also with blockchain encryption besides all of the rest of the rocket work they actually physically do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when I saw the blockchain encryption, it was like, hey, this is an area that's going to boom. There's going to be tremendous blockchain encryption work in the future. Just like the internet grew, I think this is going to grow. And I want to be on the cutting edge. And these guys are on the cutting edge. So I partnered with them. I got 1% of the company that is owned by Seafair now. And then we get a commission off all the business that we bring them. As of yesterday's announcement, you know, I brought in a government agency. We are officially a U.S. government defense contractor now.
Wow.
You know, and this is a big step for us. This is changing our company, and it's going to give us revenues from two different streams. You know, one stream is, we're like with Dr. Torres, he is a brilliant scientist, and he's helping us develop state-of-the-art technology that will allow us to look under the sand and identify gold and silver. And he's physically building that for us right now. There are other government agencies that have said, hey, if you can look under the sand and see this, can you find other things for us? And I can't go into that, and I can't be specific, but bottom line is there is technology that we can develop for the government through our own scientists, and that includes the rocket scientists at Probability and Statistics. It also includes our own people like Dr. Michael Torres. And so we can develop a revenue stream from developing technology for other entities, agencies, et cetera. We can also develop a tremendous revenue stream from blockchain encryption work with not only government agencies like what we just brought in, but also with banks, with hospitals, and then we will be expanding out from there. We got our hands in a lot of different areas right now, all of it to drive revenues. And now the revenue picture is looking so large to me that I think not only will we ultimately be able to meet all of our digging and exploration expenses, that we're going to be able to perhaps exceed that, which would be phenomenal for us. Yeah.
I got a question for you. There's been a lot of chatter out there about the death mask that was recently found. Can you bring us up to date on what the real story is?
Yeah, you know, Everett, thank you for saying that. One of our scientists, Dr. Michael Torres, I mentioned earlier, did some calculations with some data that we had, and he calculated in a general area where he expected to find treasure. And whereas the seas were at 6 to 8 feet and he couldn't go out, he said, I'll look on the beach in this area that I calculated. And when he did that, he took a metal detector to the beach, and he actually found this Peruvian mask, which is extremely old and more than likely was a trophy that one of the people on the ship that we're in the process of salvaging right now, more than likely one of those people had that as a trophy. They were bringing it home. The ship wrecked, and somehow this mask ended up on the beach. And Dr. Torres was a little bit lucky because the waves had eaten the beach way down. And normally this might have been under 5-6 feet of sand.
Wow.
And so when Dr. Torres found it, you know, it was a huge find for him. We're super happy for him. He took one of our divers out, Dan, and they were able to find a four real also on the beach. And, you know, these guys have done a wonderful job. But when they find it on the beach, it's theirs.
Right.
So it doesn't belong to the company. It belongs to them. And several people thought that the company owned this, which would be great because these are nice finds, certainly. But they are individually owned. And, you know, we're very excited that they found it.
Do we have any value on the mask?
You know what? We don't. Two of the university analysts that analyzed it just quoted it as being priceless, but in the sense that they couldn't actually put a physical price.
Is this 100 years old or thousands years old?
Oh, no. We feel very strongly it's over 1,000 years old.
Wow.
And we're going to do some more testing on it, but for sure is a great find, but it also backs up the notion that we can see the area where our shipwreck came to rest. It came in from the sea, probably underwater, dragging. It got to the base of a hill that's so far off the beach, and then it stuck. And the ship fell apart, and you see a scatter, a spread, that's about 1,600 feet in length and about 1,400 feet wide, and everything sunk under 6-7 feet of sand. So with a cesium vapor magnetometer, you can see the spread of the wreck. And we feel very strongly that, you know, the treasure is going to be somewhere within that range. And when he did his calculations, those calculations came right into our wreck, and which is where it should, mm-hmm. You know. So, but they're general. You know, he had to make some general estimates of certain things for his data.
Right.
And so it's not dead on, but it does. It's just another characteristic that helps confirm, you know, that, hey, we are in the right spot on this ship.
Seafarer Explorations, a company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. You can find them on the OTC markets at the ticker symbol SFRX. Very undervalued here at 1/3 of a cent. With us today is the chairman of the company, Mr. Kyle Kennedy. Kyle, so where do you see the company going from here?
You know what, Everett? Here's my belief, and I have to be a little bit careful in how I say this, but I truly want to build an empire, okay? And, you know, our stock, you said it, it's undervalued. I think it's tremendously undervalued personally. But the bottom line is we are building something real. This is fantastic. It's even gone above and beyond my original expectations. And originally, I was just going to go out dig up a big treasure ship, everybody'd be rich, and it'd be great.
Right.
But it's evolved over the last 12 years into something far more sophisticated. And now that we've added all these scientists in, the level of sophistication that we're bringing to the table, I think will blow people's minds. And as we start to open up and get out of this sub-penny area that we're in, people are going to begin to take notice. And as we develop technology that can literally change the world, again, people are going to notice. And as we build revenues that allow us to get additional equipment in here to be able to work year-round, again, people are going to notice. All of this performance continually drives our stock. And so, you know, I see our future as the best I have ever seen it. We are in the single best spot in almost 12 years. We're in the single best spot that I've ever seen. This is just amazing. We got a good start finally on our revenues. It took longer than I thought, but all these things do, especially when you're working with the government. But the bottom line is they are happening. They are real. And as we begin to stack these agencies up on top of each other, because they pay monthly, and I won't say forever, but it's like an evergreen income, and unless we get replaced somehow, you know, it's for a long time. And so every agency we bring in, every bank we bring in, every hospital we bring in, everything we bring in stacks on top of each other. And with these maintenance packages, you know, that go monthly, again, until the day we get replaced, and I don't see that day happening anytime soon because we're so far ahead on that leading curve,
right?
You know, thanks to probability and statistics. And we got a big jump on this. I mean, IBM does it and Google does it, but, you know, if you're a smaller guy, smaller bank, smaller hospital, you know, we're going to be the go-to guys.
Right.
And that's going to drive a heck of a business on its own rights. And, you know, this is the single best time in our company's history, period, bar none.
You've been listening to my guest, Kyle Kennedy. He's the chairman and CEO and president of Seafair Exploration. Kyle, I want to thank you for stopping by. It was a great five-part series. I wish you guys nothing but success. Hopefully you'll have a story for us in 40 or 50 days and you guys come back on the show.
You bet. Everett, I can't think of anything better.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.